You are listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I'm your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in. Good show for you today. We're going to talk a little bit about some Bachelor Nation news. We've got some updates on the GMA scandal. I've got some thoughts on that. Taylor Swift settles a lawsuit. And we've got some sports news for you. Some good, some not so good. We'll get to that momentarily.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I have a charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Save big money at Menards. Keep your lawn looking its best with Menards' premium four-part fertilizer program. Each step is tailor-made for the health of your lawn. Get started this spring with a bag of crabgrass preventer with lawn food. Apply just once early in the spring to feed your lawn for over 2 months. Pick it up in our garden center today and check out Menards.com for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As you know, our December title sponsor is Earth Echo Foods, and they have been great. You guys have been great. You guys have been purchasing it. Keep doing it, because their Cacao Bliss Superfood Blend is to die for. I'm not a coffee drinker myself, but coffee drinkers absolutely have sworn by this. You put it in your coffee. You put it in your smoothie. It is not processed chocolate. You can say goodbye to that. Enjoy the health benefits of chocolate without worrying about those side effects of added sugars and artificial ingredients. So Earth Echo is going to offer you guys up to 15% off your order. And you go to shop.earthechofoods.com/realitysteve and use promo code realitysteve. That's shop.earthechofoods.com/realitysteve. Promo code realitysteve. If you don't remember the URL link, go to the episode description wherever you listen to your podcast. Click on the Earth Echo Foods link. It'll bring you right to the landing page. And be sure to type in the Reality Steve promo code during checkout. All right, so let's get going. I wanted to talk real briefly, really briefly, about what I mentioned yesterday in regards to the Kelly and Peter relationship, where, you know, obviously I had questions because while they did talk about their relationship and the rekindling for the first time, they just kind of talked generically. They never addressed what each other said about each other the last time they broke up, which was not very nice stuff. And it wasn't just, oh, they're a jerk or something like that. It was like things that would cause a relationship to crumble. She specifically said, you know, mentioned he played Pokemon and he likes to go out. And she heard from women in Nashville that Peter had slept with girls and stuff like that. And that wasn't addressed. And the only reason I brought it up was because it was just kind of bizarre. I mean, I think we were all surprised when Kelly and Peter got back together this summer. I mean, that would be no different than if, let's just say, I mean, it's not going to happen, but if Katie got back together with Blake or Katie got back together with John, we'd certainly question it because Katie has been somewhat outspoken about those breakups and has made comments here and there about how it never would have worked in the long run with either of those men. So that's kind of what Kelly did. So, and then I'm not just singling out Katie getting back together with anybody. I mean, any couple that's broken up, that's taken shots at each other. Who was it? Deandra and Riley? They've certainly taken shots at each other. So something like that, to where it's a couple who clearly made it known that, oh boy, yeah, I would never get back with this person, and then, you know, did. Because when you read what Kelly said about Peter and what Peter said about Kelly back a year ago or whenever they broke up, I don't think anybody crossed their mind that these two were ever getting back together. Like, it seemed done. So when we heard it, it's just like, okay, well, why? You said all these things, but they haven't addressed that part. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. But I only brought it up yesterday because I was surprised that they did get back together. But it's their life, and I don't know anything about their relationship in the second time around. I just know what they said publicly. So whether I'm going to get my questions answered is a moot point to them. But yeah, if someone like Katie got back together with John or Katie got back together with Blake, I'd have the same exact questions. I'd be like, wait a second. Let's go through this again. Katie said this, 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 and this about Blake, or Katie said this, 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 and this about John. And you'd be like, what changed? And that's all I was really bringing up with Kelly and Peter. You know, there's another thing going on. Susie is going to be on Nick's podcast this week, so that'll be interesting to hear what she has to say. But Susie has been very diplomatic about her breakup with Clayton and has made it very well known that while she is ready to move on and is ready to date, number one, doesn't seem like she's interested in dating a Bachelor Nation person, and number two, doesn't seem like she's ever interested in being the Bachelorette again. And I know there's some groundswell of support for Susie as the Bachelorette, and I think she would be great in the role. Personally, myself, before we even knew the outcome of Clayton's season, I always thought that Susie, if she didn't win, would be a perfect candidate for Bachelorette. She's just got that it factor about her. She just looks the part. Like, I've pictured Susie at that Bachelorette photo shoot with, you know, petals of roses throwing in the air or them falling down on her. Like, I could just see her in that promo as the new Bachelorette. But she clearly doesn't seem to want it based on what she has said in interviews. And I'm sure she'll get asked about it again when she does go on Nick's podcast. But you also got to remember, when it comes to the Bachelorette, it doesn't start filming till March. And we get this every season, especially during Paradise, where somebody thinks that someone on Paradise would make a great Bachelorette. It's like, yeah, but you're forgetting a whole new crop of women, although they were announced back in, when Zach's season started filming. When did he start filming? September? Even though they were announced on the Facebook page in September, their ABC bios and headshots have not been released yet. So to the public, we still have 30 women that are going to be announced, and you still have to watch a season of 30 women on Zach's season. And let's face it, it's probably going to come from that crop of women. And so all this stuff about somebody coming off Paradise or something like that, all I got to do is remind you, remember the summer of 2021? Do you remember that when we watched Paradise in the summer of 2021? Who was everyone clamoring for to be the Bachelorette in summer of 2021 when Paradise was airing? Natasha. Everyone's like, oh my God, this is such perfect. This is so perfect for Natasha. This sets up perfect for her to be the next Bachelorette. I'm like, guys, this is airing in September. The Bachelorette is 6 months away. In 6 months, nobody's going to care about Natasha's storyline in September of 21 when they film it in March of 2022. And what happened? We get to March of 2022, and it's two of Clayton's women, Rachel and Gabby. So that's what I mean. I know it's kind of prisoner of the moment thing to say, oh my gosh, we just fresh off Bachelor in Paradise and I think so-and-so would be great. Now, that's different than Susie's, because Susie was last year and I think she would make a great candidate, and she would technically, as long as she's single, would always be a candidate in their eyes, but if she doesn't want to do it, she doesn't want to do it. But 99% chance that the next Bachelorette is going to be from Zach's season. Just like Rachel and Gabby were from Clayton's season, even though 6 months earlier, people were screaming for Natasha to be the Bachelorette. So you just got to take that into consideration. People seem to forget that while Paradise is popular and there are people who could have a storyline coming off Paradise, Bachelorette doesn't film till March. And it's very possible Bachelorette's getting pushed back a little bit because of the late start of Zach's season being January 23rd. We don't know the exact dates, if they're going to double up, if they're going to eliminate an episode. We just don't know yet about Zach's season on when it's ending. We just know it's starting January 23rd, but you look at every season in the past of the last 15 years, it's always ended that second Monday and Tuesday in March, like mid-March, it's always ended. And then that week or beginning of the following week is when Bachelorette starts filming. Well, with Zach starting on January 23rd, we don't know when it's ending yet. And we don't know if they're going to still end in mid-March. That means they would have to double up at least twice to get to that point. So we'll see as we get closer. I know I haven't had any Bachelor spoilers for you. I mean, I've given you everything I have up till the final three. And, you know, I have not heard the winner yet, so I haven't reported anything. And when I do, you will get stuff. But you have pretty much all your names and eliminations and dates. I know I'm off on like one or two small things here and there, but you know, we still got till January 23rd, so hopefully I'll get that figured out. We're over a month away. We're basically 6 weeks away, or 5 weeks, five and a half, before Zach's season starts. So we got plenty of time, and hopefully I'll find out before then.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Save big money at Menards. Keep your lawn looking its best with Menards' premium four-part fertilizer program. Each step is tailor-made for the health of your lawn. Get started this spring with a bag of crabgrass preventer with lawn food. Apply just once early in the spring to feed your lawn for over 2 months. Pick it up in our garden center today and check out Menards.com for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, so what's the latest on GMA? The latest, according to Us Weekly, as an insider exclusively tells Us Weekly, is that TJ and Amy are not on camera currently because ABC wants to make sure it's able to do a full review of their relationship before bringing them back on air. Okay, makes sense. What doesn't make sense is literally the day after the pictures broke of them together, clearly vacationing together, why they were back on the air the next day. And it was like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Thursday, Friday. And then when the next week started, which was last week, they took them off the air. So doesn't really make a lot of sense, but I understand what they're doing. And I don't know if it's like a legal thing, because I don't understand. We don't know enough about their separations and what part of the legal process they're going through. But I am very, very surprised that neither TJ or Amy has bothered to come on Instagram or come on any social media, leave any sort of message, and just formally announce that, hey, we left our spouses in September or August, whenever it was. Reports are that they both left their spouses in August. And I don't know why they don't say that. They must be being told not to by ABC. But the more they're kept off air, the more that makes me think one, if not both of them, are getting fired. I just think that this is, ABC is looking at this as, you know, they're a family network, and this is seemingly too much of a scandal for them, and they don't want to deal with this. But in terms of cause for firing, I don't know, because I don't know the languages of their contract. I don't think the contract says you can't date somebody at the workplace. I'm pretty sure of that. But there's rumors that this is TJ's third affair that he's had. There's rumors of that. I just think with so much going on, I don't think we're going to actually ever get our clear answer as to why these two have waited so long to say something. Eventually they have to. Especially if they get fired, then they're definitely going to come out and say something. But the whole thing is just, you know, it's just not believable. To find out that they both left their spouses in August, even though it was never officially announced on either of their social media platforms, and then, you know, these two are taking a vacation, it's like, okay, it's obvious what was going on. You know, I'm not going to say it 100% factually because I do not know, but I think most people looking at this story from the outside assume that these two left their spouses for each other. And if you don't think that anything happened before they left their spouses, well, that's kind of naive to think that. You would think that it did, and that's why they left their spouses. But we'll see in the coming months. But the fact that they still have not said anything, kind of bizarre to me. You know what else is bizarre to me? If I were to ask you, what is Amy Robach's net worth? What would you say? Now, look, I don't watch the show, but I know morning show hosts make good money. It's just, especially on a major network like ABC. But I was shocked, and I don't know how accurate this is. If you go to celebritynetworth.com, it tells you, and it's probably a guesstimate, but it's not like it's way off. Amy Robach's net worth is $50 million. I'm like, what? $50 million? Like, I knew she made a lot. I thought maybe her net worth was 15, 20, but 2.5 times that? Then again, I don't know anything else about her career. Is she a spokesperson for any products? Makeup, hair stuff? Does she do that? Or is she just on Good Morning America and other ABC shows where, you know, maybe, I don't know. I don't watch it. But, my gosh, she's worth $50 million? Look, I'm in the wrong industry, apparently. I've never been interested in TV, but shit, maybe I should. Put me in front of a teleprompter, and you know what? You can pay me a fifth of what you pay Amy. I'll take $10 million. Put me in front of a teleprompter. I can read it. I mean, and look, I'm joking. I'm never, ever one of these guys who cares what other people make because it's not my money. I'm not paying her. If somebody's willing to pay her that, that's what she's worth. Whether you agree with it or not, as long as the check doesn't bounce, that's what she's worth. So I don't care what she makes. Do I think it's a lot of money? Of course. But if ABC is willing to pay her that, just like any athlete makes a ridiculous amount of money, the owner is willing to pay them that. That's what the market value is going for X player. So the owner gives them that. I don't fault the player for signing it. And you'll never hear me bitch about how much players make because it doesn't affect my life in any way, shape, or form. There's no reason to get worked up over how much someone who doesn't have any bearing on my life makes. With that said, I could make $10 million reading a teleprompter. I know she does more than that. I'm kidding. But it's certainly look, I get it. She's worked her way up. She didn't just all of a sudden land on Good Morning America. But that's the role. That's what people do. That's what you have to do in that industry. You have to work your way up. And I think most people who are on a morning show locally, the goal is to get to network TV because clearly that's where the money is. If Amy Robach is worth $50 million. Wow. I had no idea. Speaking of being worth $50 million, even though she's worth way more, did you know that Taylor Swift was in a 5-year lawsuit over the song Take It Off? Well, Take It Off? Shake It Off. 5-year legal battle ended yesterday because there were two guys from a group, an R&B group called 3LW, who had a song called Play Is Gonna Play. And they filed the lawsuit against her in 2017, arguing that the lines, you know the lines from Shake It Off, player's going to play, 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 hater's going to hate, hate, hate. Well, these guys say that violated their 2000 song copyright. Playa's gone play, because their lines had playa's, they gone play, and haters, they gonna hate. Okay, that line is very common. I don't understand why they thought that she was ripping that off. Why would Taylor Swift be ripping off an R&B group from the year 2000? I don't really get it. The judge dismissed the lawsuit in 2018, stating that the phrase like haters gonna hate is too banal to be protected under copyright. Yes, agreed. And then the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals reserved the ruling a year later, sending the case back to district court, where it was later determined it was going to go to trial, but now it's not going to trial because it has been, a judge dismissed the case yesterday. Thank God. I mean, look, let's be honest. I don't know who 3LW is. Sean Hall and Nathan Butler are the two men that were part of this lawsuit, but clearly, once they saw a song take off that had words that were similar to a song they wrote years prior, they figured they could probably get in on this and try and make some money and sue. It's just like, come on. Do you honestly think Taylor Swift is ripping off 3LW? Does any of you know who 3LW is? I certainly don't. Not that I'm a music aficionado, but I had no idea. So I'm glad that's over. All right, end it with some sports here. Some awful news coming out of Austin, Texas. Actually, first off, let's start at Mississippi State. Head coach Mike Leach of the football team seemingly had a heart attack and was airlifted from his house, and it doesn't look good. So everybody in the college football world, in the sporting world, is offering thoughts and prayers to him to hope that he pulls through. But from everything that I've read online, it is not good. He had a massive heart attack, apparently, and one of the more colorful characters in all of college football. Man, that would be brutal. You know, all you can do is pray and hope that he makes it through. But down in Austin, even some worse news. Head basketball coach at the University of Texas, Chris Beard, arrested late Sunday night into Monday morning due to a domestic violence call that they got. The police report ended up online, and it is not pretty, and there's a good chance he's never going to coach again at the University of Texas, if anywhere else, because this is not good. The wife gave statements about she accidentally broke a pair of his glasses, and he just lost it on her. He choked her. He grabbed her arm. Not pretty. There's bite marks on her arm that the police observed. Like, she just said he lost it and went nuts. And Texas had a basketball game last night against Rice, and he did not coach because he's been suspended from the University of Texas. I'm telling you, I don't know how he gets out. I don't know how he ever gets back on that bench. We've seen the police report. It's out there. So it's not like this is a he said, she said, and we haven't heard anything. We've seen what she said to the police. So I guess it's possible that she pulls it and just says, oh, I don't want to file charges anymore. But we've already seen what she said to the police. This is what happened. So I don't know. You know, obviously, you're innocent until proven guilty. But what we have seen so far in the police report does not look good for him. And if this stands, how can Texas bring him back as coach? They will get a ton of shit from women's groups, from just anybody, alumni. Nobody's going to support that this guy put his hands on his wife the way he did. Excuse me, not his wife. It's his girlfriend, but they've been engaged for 3 years. They've been together 6, and they've been engaged for the last 3. So, no, not his wife. But, it's not pretty. So, and Texas, I don't know if you know this, I think they're the second-ranked team in the nation. They almost lost to Rice last night. So be following that story for sure. Oh, and by the way, just to end it, like I said yesterday when I talked about fantasy football, I said I needed Ramondre Stevenson, the running back for the Patriots, to get less than 22 fantasy points. Well, he had two because he got hurt in the second quarter and never came back. Well, he came back for like two plays, and then at halftime they deemed him out for the rest of the game. So I made the playoffs. How about that? I am the sixth seed. We have six teams that make the playoffs. The one and two seeds get byes in the first round of the playoffs. So this week I play the third seed, and I'm probably going to win. Well, that's what I tell myself. But my team is, I like my team. And I know you're right, but you're like, but you're finished sixth. Yeah, had some injuries, and now they're all healthy. So I do like my team, and we'll see what happens this weekend. But yeah, I'm in the playoffs, and it's basically a three-week run. If I can, I need to win three games to win my fantasy football league for the third time, I think. Yeah, I won it twice. This goes back to mid-2000s. So in 15 or 16 years we've been doing it, I think I won it twice. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Really appreciate it. Please keep supporting the podcast. You can by, you know, clicking on the link for Earth Echo Foods and using the promo code RealitySteve. They are our December title sponsor for the month, our first title sponsor we've had for this podcast. So appreciate you purchasing anything off that site and use that promo code RealitySteve. Thank you all for tuning in, and we are back tomorrow with yet another Daily Roundup. See you!